Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 21st, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's November 11th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene. A box has been sent from the Middle East to Toronto, Canada, that was supposed to have contained the bones of your brother James. First of all, was this your brother's burial box? And secondly, what do you think of it being sent into one of the dead zones where it was cracked and damaged? I'm sure our listeners would want to know.
Alora. I certainly do think this is my brother James's burial box. It is little possibility that it could have been anybody else's. I mean, there were not that many people named James that were the son of Joseph. I mean, there were a lot of Jameses, but there wasn't that many that were the sons of Joseph. So I'm quite positive that this is my brother's burial box. As for it being sent to Toronto, I'm absolutely disgusted that it was sent into a dead zone where the Dark One's power was able to damage it. It should have been kept in a safe place and treasured, and not sent into some place where the power of God has been drawn out of. This absolutely appalled me. James was one of my favorites, my eldest brother, and quite, well, you'd call him a card today. He was full of mischief and liked to kid people and liked to make other people happy. He was just that type of soul, and he did a lot for me during my ministry. So I hate to see what remains of him being so disgustedly treated, that it should have been left in a much more secure place. Probably it should have been sent to Israel, not to the United States. I don't understand why it was sent to Canada, or why it is eventually supposed to end up in the United States. It belongs back in Israel. But people do some strange things with things that once belonged to me or any of my relatives, but I wish they would leave them alone.
James sounds like someone I would like to meet, Nazarene. Someone that I would really like. I can't imagine why they mess with things like that. Sick people. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius's heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back! Here's a good question. Nazarene, what do you think of religious artifacts in general? Do you think they are a good idea?
Alora, this is something I had to think on quite a bit. You know, religious artifacts aren't really a part of our way. They're more a part of your people's way. The priesthood stole this idea from your people and put it in to my church, and it's not really something that I am too thrilled with. But as long as religious artifacts are used in the proper way, as a link to the past, as a link to the people that did the work of God in the past and were praised by God, it's all right. But when artifacts themselves become worship, when they become the symbols of worship, and people are praying to these artifacts, that is wrong, and that should not be done. Artifacts are all right as long as they are recognized as what they are, a link to the person that did the good works of God. But when people start kissing these things and worshiping them and treating them as gods, then it needs to stop. An artifact is all right as long as it's properly used, but when it's misused, that use should stop. Some people won't like this. Some people cling to artifacts. They think they're all that make a church. They think that a church can't exist unless it has an artifact, but this isn't true. Artifacts are only symbols.
Gee, Nazarene, you just taught me something about my own faith I didn't know. Demetrius never mentioned we believed in keeping artifacts. That's something I'll have to tell my friends about. I can imagine some church in the future keeping my own gloves. That would be funny.
We'll be back again.